Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin. We are starting Tes Zayin Omid Beis, the bottom with Halacha Zayin. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. So this mission is really a continuation of the previous one. We had two situations where Edom came to Rabbi Gamliel. He accepted them, but they were not accepted by others. As Hanan Mishnah tells us, Shalchol Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent him, and we're going to see in the Gemara who the him is. Gozani Alecha. I make Gzeir on you. Shetave Etzli Makelcha Maisecha B'Yom Shachal Yom Kippurim Lius Pechashbancha. You come to me with your staff and your money on the day that Yom Kippur falls out on your cheshbon. You don't accept the edim that I accept? Well, I'm the nasi, and I'm the one that decides, so you come to me on your day of Yom Kippur with your staff and your money to show that we follow the nasi. And halach umatzei Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. Rabbi Akiva went and found him. Again, we still don't know who the him is yet, but he found that he was very distressed. Yudzayin amar alfa atav, amar loy, Rabbi Akiva told him, v'yeshli lamed, I have something to teach you, shekol masha asur Rabbi Gamliel asui, whatever Rabbi Gamliel did is done. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, eilam ha'adei Hashem mikrei kodesh asher tikru isam. These are the ma'adim of Hashem, they're mikrei kodesh, that you shall call them. And this tells us, bein bezmanim and shaloi bezmanon, whether they're set in their proper times, ein li meyadis ala elu, I only have these meyadis. And the Gemara explains, first of all, asking, etzel mishalach, who did Rabbi Gamliel send this message to? The answer is, mandatoni, from that which we have a braisa, which clarifies this conversation, that Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Kiva, noya chayel li mutal al mita, it would have been better for me to be sick, v'loshalach Rabbi Gamliel adavar hazeh, and not to have Rabbi Gamliel send me this thing, that on my day of Yom Kippur, I would have to go to him, hada Amar, etzel Rabbi Yeshua shilach. Clearly that shows Rabbi Gamliel sent this message to Rabbi Yeshua. He was the last one in the previous Mishnah, and we have him recorded saying, Rayani es dvarecha, I see what you're saying against Rabbi Gamliel. So this message was sent to Rabbi Yeshua. Now the question is, Biyad Mishalach, who did Rabbi Gamliel send this message with? And the answer is, Man Tony, from which was taught in Nebraisa, Koloshan Azeh Amr Loiv. It was in this Loshan that he told him, Nicham Tony Akiva, you've consoled me Akiva, Hada Amr, Biyad Rabbi Kiva Shilach. That tells us that this message was sent with Rabbi Kiva. Now the question is, Mahayol Elamed, what exactly was Rabbi Kiva teaching him? And the answer is, Amar Biyasa, Yoidim Hayinu, Shem Ketchu, Shaloi Be'edim, Shumakodesh. We know that if Bezos Makadesh the month without Edim, it's officially Makodesh. So Mahabal Haid, what was Rabbi Kiva coming to teach him in the Mishnah? There was a Chiddush for him, Shem Ketchu, V'archach Nimtsu Edim Zoymen, that if they were Makadesh the month based off of Edim, and then the Edim turned to be Zoymen, which means we have other Edim that came and said that these two Edim can't possibly testify about having seen the new moon because they were in a totally different place with us on that day. Still, Harez Makodesh, it's Makodesh. In essence, Rabbi Kiva was telling Rabbi Yeshua is that we always follow the Beis Din, and Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi, he's the one that makes the decisions, even if it turns out they might have made a mistake. Now we just ask on our original understanding, where we had said that everybody knows that if they're Makadosh a month without Edim, that's okay. And the question is, Vatanina, we learned in the Mishnah previously, Maaseh, there's a story, Sha'avru Yisrael Abayim Zog, that there was more than 40 pairs of Edim that were on their way to Yerushalayim on Shabbos to give Edos, Ve'ikun Rabbi Kiva Belod, and Rabbi Kiva held them back in Lod, and our deacon this is, Aidei Sha'ayu Arbayim Zog. It's only because there was 40 pairs, so it must mean that there was a lot of other people that saw the moon, so Rabbi Kiva realized there was no reason to have those Edim go. But if it was only one pair, he wouldn't have held him back. Much more that we cannot be Mekadosh a month without Edim. I wouldn't have an answer to this question. And moving on to Halacha Ches, which is really just a continuation. The Mishnah tells us, Bali Eitz Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanes, Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanes, whom he was actually talking to two Mishnahs ago when he said, I agree with you in your argument with Rabbi Gamliel. And he's trying to find solace and consolation with Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanes, who again, they both agreed. However, Amr Loiv, Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanes told him, "Im b'im anu ladan achar beizinus Rabbi Gamliel." If we're going to now start asking questions on the Bezer Rabbi Gamliel, trying to prove how they're wrong and not wanting to accept their psak, tzrichin anu ladan achar kol bezinu bezin shem b'mayis Moshe ben Achshav, then we're going to have to start questioning every single bezdin that was from Moshe Rabbeinu until now. Remember, the pasuk says, "Vayal Moshe v'Aaron nadav aviu v'shem zikne Yisrael." Moshe and Aaron nadav aviu, and 70 of the elders of Yisrael they went up. Now, v'lomalin esparshu shmash Yisrael zakenim. Why doesn't it list the names of these zakenim? Why does it just say 70 zakenim? Any group of three dayanim that's a bezin on the yidin, harein kebezinu shal Moshe, they have the same power and koyach as the bezin of Moshe. And after this, Rabbi Yeshua accepted what was nixer on him. So natal maklu ma'osav biyadai, he took his staff and his money in his hand. V'hal chol Yavne, he went to Yavne to Rabbi Gamliel. To Rabbi Gamliel, biyom shachal yom kippurim liyas b'chashbainai, on the day the Yom Kippur fell out on his Rabbi Yeshua's chashbin. According to him, it was really Yom Kippur, but according to Rabbi Gamliel, the day before was Yom Kippur. Nonetheless, he listened to Rabbi Gamliel. And Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel stood up and shaka al Rosha and kissed him on his head. Va'amrlein, he told him, "Bai b'shalom, Rebbe v'talmidi, come in peace, my Rebbe and my Talmud." Why is he calling him this? Rebbe b'chachma, you're my Rebbe in wisdom, but v'talmidi, you're my Talmud. Shekibat alechas dvarai, that you accepted my words upon yourself. So Mar tells us further, expanding what it says in the Mishnah. Ksivit says in the pasuk, Hashem asher ases Moshe ves Aaron v'asher hel of a goymer. This is Shmuel Navi talking to the nation. So first he mentions Moshe and Aaron, and then he says, "Va'yishal Hashem es Yerubal ves Bedan ves Yiftach ves Shmuel." And Hashem sent you Yerubal, Bedan, Yiftach, and Shmuel. Now, who are these people? So Yerubal, Gedoin. Yerubal is a Shaifet Gedoin. Bedan is Shimshon. And Yiftach Zeh, Yiftach HaGiladi, another Shaifet. And what do we see from here? Hekesh Shlesha Kali Olam, Shlesha Biri Olam. We have a comparison between three lightweights, if you will, Gedoin, Shimshon, and Yiftach. They're listed together with the three greats, which is Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Halamedcha is to teach you Shebez Dinu Shal Gedim Shal Yiftach Vishal Shimshon Shkulim Kenegin Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. That the Bezin of Gedoin, Yiftach, and Shimshon are equal to the Bezin of Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. Not only that, El Shesamach Hagdolim Mikan Mikan Vaktana BeEmtza. We have the greats on both sides and the smaller ones in the middle. And it also teaches us that their Batei Dinim all have the same power, even though obviously Moshe and Aaron were greater than the other people. Nonetheless, their Bez Din still has the same power. And we continue. Amar Rabbi Gamliel Shagal Rishiv Amar Loi Bay B'Shalom Rabbi Talmidi. So we further clarify this. Rabbi B'Chachma V'Talmidi B'Yiras Chait. You're my Rabbi in Chachma, and you're my Talmid in Yiras Chait. What does that mean? Rabbi B'Chachma U'Talmidi Shekol Mashani Geizer Olav Humakayim. He's my Talmid because everything else Geizer on him. He's Makayim, and that's Yiras Chait. We have a little bit of a drasha regarding listening to the Gedolim, to the leaders. Ksev the pasuk says Alufenu Mesubalim V'Geimer. The full pasuk in Tehillim is Alufenu Mesubalim Ein Peretz Ve'Ein Yaitzitz Ve'Ein Tzvacha Berchay Ve'Seinu. Rabbi Yochanan Rishim Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Shalkish argue about this. Rabbi Yochanan Rishim says Alufim Mesubalim in Ksev Kan. It doesn't say Alufim Mesubalim. Alufim is the leaders that they are Mesubal. El Alufenu Mesubalim. Rather, our leaders are Mesubal. What does that teach us? B'shosh Gedolim Sovlin Saktanim. This is when the Gedolim, the leaders, when they're able to handle, they're able to bear the difficulty of the ketanim. So in the continuation of the pasuk is in parts of in yotzeis ve'in tzvach rechaveseinu, that there's not going to be any breaking out, and it's not going to be leaving, and there's not going to be any crying out in our streets. Rav Shimon Lakish, Mishsaris that didn't cry out, Rish Lakish, he flips the whole pasuk around, and here the girsa is alufenu soivlim in ksivkan. It doesn't say our leaders bear the brunt or they have to carry the nation. Ela alufenu misubalim, and that's telling us that b'shasha ketanim soivlim sagdolim. It's when the smaller ones are able to bear the older ones. Meaning, when the kahal, the tzibor, all the regular people, they take the gedolim on themselves and they listen to the words of the leaders, so then, ein peretz v'ein yotzeis v'ein tzvach v'chav yoseinu. Now the Gemara moves on to another important din regarding Kiddush Chodesh. Rav Shila deKvar Tamarta says, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk says, asa yirech l'mayadim, shemesh yad ha-mavoy. How do we understand this pasuk? Yud zayin omen beis on the top, mi shemesh yad ha-mavoy, asa yirech l'mayadim. From when the sun makes its setting, that's when he made the moon for the mayadim. In other words, the Gemara is telling us as follows, and we have a little bit of an introduction to this. We know that every Shabbos Mevarchim in Shul, the Gabbai gets up and he announces when the Maalid is. It might be Yiddish, Hebrew, English, whatever language the country happens to speak, maybe French or Spanish or whatnot, perhaps in all those languages, and the Maalid that's being announced means that's when the new moon is turning over. The Maalid is going to be on Wednesday at 12 o'clock in the afternoon with a certain amount of Chalakim, and that's when the new moon is. So what this Gemara is telling us is that even though that's technically, officially when Rosh Chodesh starts, that's not when the days of the new month are counted from. We don't start counting them from Wednesday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. The drasha of the pasuk was Mishemesh Yada Mavayai. It's only from when the sun sets, then it's Asir Yerech L'Mayadim. So that means that the new month, meaning Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the new month, is going to be counted only from Wednesday night, which we know the Yiddish calendar is already Thursday because the night comes before the day. In other words, regardless of when the Maalid is, we're always going to start counting the new month from the next Shkia. We have a similar drasha with this. Omer Brechi tells us, Ksiv the pasuk says, Vayusim Riamsis B'chadish Rishon V'Goymer, and the Yidden traveled from Ramses on the first month, on the 15th of the month, is regarding the Yidden leaving Mitzrayim, and Kad Yitma B'Leila Me'ado, when the sun set on the night of Yom Tev, Arbasri Mat'im in Isba, there was 14 sunsets already. Hava, that tells us the Mishkiya Sachama, Atmano Levana, do you count the new moon from Shkiya Sachama and not from when the actual Maalid was? And another Joshua Amar of Simon, he tells us, B'Vahayu Alideze V'Alideze, it's learned from the word Vahayu, namely by Shishas Mei Bereishis, when it talks about the sun and the moon, it says, Vahayu La'Isis L'Mayadim Ulyam V'Shanim, and they will be for signs and for Mayadim. And the they is referring to both the sun and the moon. That's Ali Day Zev, Ali Day Zev, the Gemara just told us. Once again, telling us we don't just look at the Maalid, but we also follow the days of the sun, namely by Shkia Sachama, that's when the first day of the month is. And similarly, Arichon Rechon tells us, the Pasuk says, Vahi Erei Vaker Yom Echad, and it's evening and it was morning, that's one day. So we see that in the Jewish calendar, the night comes before the day. And Rosh Hashanah Lakish Amar, he says, HaChodesh, as in the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaZelachem, that tells us, Kulei Min HaChodesh, the whole thing has to be from the new. And Ashkacha Samar, it turns out you say, Mada Arab Yechon Srikhler Rosh Hashanah Lakish, Mada Arab Rosh Hashanah Lakish Srikhler Rosh Hashanah Lakish. That's what Rosh Hashanah said, Nizr Shlakish, and that was Rosh Hashanah said, Nizr Rosh Hashanah Lakish, because Ilu Arab Yechon of Lay Rosh Hashanah Lakish, if you only had Rosh Hashanah Lakish and not Rosh Lakish, Havin Amr, I would say, Loy Amar El Afilu Kulei Min HaChodesh, this is even if it's only from the Chodesh, Havet Surchali Hida Amr Rosh Hashanah Lakish, that's why Nizr Shlakish, I Ilu Amr Rosh Hashanah Lakish, Vlay Rosh Hashanah Lakish, if we only had Rosh Lakish and not Rosh Hashanah Lakish, Havin Amr, I would say, Loy Amar El Yom Halay Lalay. I won't say this applies to the day, but not the night. Havet Surchali Hida Amr Rosh Hashanah Lakish, Vitzurchalahi Hida Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. This tells us that we need both Rabbi Yochanan's statement and Rish Lakish's statement. Hashanah Perek in Meinu Makirin. Also finishing the second Perek of Rosh Hashanah, just like we were zecher to finish this Perek together, we should be zecher to finish the entire Masechta Rosh Hashanah together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalayim together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Perek. Continue to discuss Kiddush HaChodesh. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.